Good morning. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the pre-opening Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, January 4th. In the news this morning, overnight EVA prices were March corn down 3.5 cents, 667. March wheat down 8 cents at 767.5, and March beans up 7.25 cents at 1499.5. We did have a sale this morning, 124,000 metric tons of beans to unknown. President Lula yesterday from Brazil exempted fossil fuels from the federal tax. That put the Brazilian real in the tank and put a lot of pressure on corn out here and soybeans. Some are saying that the exemption is unconstitutional, so we'll see how the market handles that. I suppose we could go right back up if it's not. The problem being this morning is crude oil is down on its lows right now, down $2.44 a barrel, so that's not going to help things. But offsetting that somewhat is the dollar is down 47 ticks. So a little bit of a mixed message out here. We know that Argentina remains dry. It looks like they put back the heat in early next week, 100 to 103 degrees for 2 days, and very little rain. Maybe next Wednesday they're going to see some rains, but not enough. And it doesn't really look like the pattern changes for a while. So it stays hot and dry in Argentina. That should be supportive of the beans on any breakout here. So really not a whole lot of other news. The demand in wheat is just terrible, as we saw with the export inspections yesterday. What do the funds want to do in here? Do they want to bail out more and rebalance these positions? I really don't know what they're going to do. I think yesterday, certainly a little bit of a sell signal in the corn and the wheat. The beans, if we do close lower today, I would say that, particularly if we close under 1988, that would be a bearish signal out here. So we'll just have to see how the day plays out. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.